When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey everybody, it's me, Dave. Wanted to pop in real quick before we got started with this episode to remind you that this is a continuation of last week's discussion, if you can call it that, on our thoughts about the future of human evolution. Part one was last week. We had to chop that episode into two parts. So now, without further to-do, we join you live in progress with part two of the future of human evolution right here on The Boogie Monster.
The Boogie Monster with Kyle Kinane and Dave Stone.
Contact the best authorities. Check on anything that seems to be extraordinary, no matter what it is.
When you see something that's frightening, it looms large in the consciousness.
It is the middle ground between light and shadow, between science and superstition.
The Boogie Monster, podcasting the unknown.
Okay, here's a question. Has some scientists believe... Okay, so we've been evolving for however long it is, all right? There's all kinds of different traits that we've gained and lost and blah, blah, blah. Are some scientists think that maybe humans have stopped evolving because of our advanced civilization? Because we live in a fairly controlled environment, we're separated from our natural environment... Like, do we need to keep evolving? You know, if you think about, all right, we gained more strength and muscles and stuff as our nutrition improved. Way back in the day when we needed muscles and strength to hunt our dinner and to build shelters. All right, just using, you know, strength, human strength as one example. You know, do we, what's the need to continue evolving in terms of our strength? You know, is that a trait that's going to diminish because we don't need physical strength as much as we used to?
It's diminished for me right now.
Uh-huh.
I'm weak as fuck, man. I don't need it. I don't need muscles for anything.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, what's that? What's the opposite of trajectory? Downward trajectory. Like, how? What's that going to look like in terms of strength or? Yeah, here's eyesight. You know, we needed eyesight. Obviously, we need eyesight. But, like, eyesight was different, you know, thousands of years ago when we were out hunting for our prey in the jungle. There's that. There's a line in Fargo season one, some riddle about why is it something about why is green the only shade that the human eye can see in multiple different. We could see more shades of green than any other color. Mm-hmm. And I think the answer was because we developed that from, you know, being in the jungles and the forest and hunting food and stuff like that. Anyway, my point is, what's going to happen to our eyesight in turn if all we're doing is staring at TV and computer screens all day? Is that?
Well, like I said, man, it's gonna be a technology combined. We've already rectified that with lenses.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll just be more. adaptation. I think, you know, oh, you're not strong? Well, here's machines that either do the job for you, mm-hmm. or people take steroids. The mind, a human being, came up and with science figured out how steroids could work. So you're not strong? Here, take this. You'll be stronger. Mm-hmm. So I don't know about, like, the physical form, mm-hmm. how it's going to evolve. But, yeah, I see what you're saying. Like, there's no for the average, let's say, first world human being, uh-huh. there's not a lot of physical opposition to existence.
True.
You're driving your car, taking a public transportation to where you work. If that, now with telecommuting, I mean, shit, I'll even say just from moving to this house, like I'd complained before, just not even having stairs. Mm-hmm. How much I'm like, oh fuck, I didn't realize how much just going up and down stairs was a good minor physical movement that I missed. Mm-hmm. I think it's going to be all the biohacking and whatever they call it, where it's the technology is introduced to the human body. Mm-hmm. So it'll be not evolution, but, you know, custom modifications from the human mind. I think the human mind is advancing.
Yeah.
Because it's got now. We got more information to choose from, more knowledge that's entering the realm for human beings to grow upon. Mm-hmm. So the mind will get better, but I don't think I don't see much happening.
Well, one thing. Speaking of the mind. The brain has actually shrunk, apparently, in the last couple hundred thousand years. And I think, I don't quite understand this reasoning, but I think they're trying to say it's shrunk because we don't need as big a brains because our brains are more efficient. Because we've figured out how to use them better, learning how to, you know, with technology and whatnot. Therefore, the actual physical brain inside your skull doesn't need to be as big as it used to be. Like, for example, all right, talking about GPS and whatnot, this is a fairly obvious example, but no one remembers phone numbers anymore. 20 years ago, when we were in high school, I had 30 phone numbers in my head. Yeah. Now I literally don't know my fiance's phone number. Because it's, you know, so that might be an example of like...
that that's more important to know offhand than directions somewhere?
Great point. Yep. But that's crazy, you know, to think about how our brains are different now than they were 20 years ago. Like, I can't remember anything in terms of a phone number. I don't know any of my account numbers by heart. I barely know my own phone number.
Passwords, all that. I mean, nobody, you could remember all those, but couldn't. I'm going to sneeze. excuse me. Oh, fuck. Fuck, it's all falling apart.
Oh, that was quite a face fart.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, they really. Oh, wow. These are all minuscule things that somebody's in 10 years from now is going to be. Can you remember how we couldn't remember passwords? Like, the facial recognition shit on my phone, it scares me, but I also use it.
See, I haven't gotten that yet. That does scare me.
But it scares me. But scared of what? Like, oh, is somebody going to steal my account information? They did it in the past when there was less security measures.
Yeah.
And what? And now that I know what I have and what can be stolen, what fucking, all right, what are you going to take out of my account that a bank isn't going to be like, oh, yeah, this is fraudulent?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's true. Here's a few other examples that scientists think we may see some changes in our evolution. Increased height. I didn't know this, but apparently in the last 150 years, the average height for an adult male has increased by 4 inches. 150 years ago, the average dude was 5'7". Now the average dude is 5'10", even though that's...
Fucking, I'm average still. I'm old average.
That's something that I've been able to witness almost in real time, being a sports fan. You watch an NFL game tonight. Monday Night Football's on here in a few hours. The average offensive lineman, I'm just taking a guess here, is probably 6'5", 300. That's just your – for. I know you're not a big sports guy. Linemen's just the big guys that protect the quarterback.
Sure.
Probably 6'5", 300. It's probably the average tonight. If you were to go back 50 years, 60 years, it is funny to watch like old black and white films of the NFL. The biggest guy on the field in 1950 was 6'2", 230. Like, it's basketball, you can see it. Football, you can see it. Baseball, not as much. But it's crazy to see. Like, in basketball, you're – prototype center, the guy who plays the center position, usually in the NBA around 7 foot. 50 years ago, mm-hmm. your center was 6'5". Like, just in a few decades, it's been funny to see how much humans have grown. And of course, a lot of that, some of that is evolution, but a lot of that is nutrition and you know, sports medicine, you know, better diets, better training techniques, things like that. But still, just in a few decades, seeing that, that's a pretty big jump. So scientists think that that may not slow down because as we have access to more food, we have access, you know, to better nutrition, we understand nutrition and diet better, that they think there's no reason that that's going to slow down. So, I mean, what, in 100 years from now, is your average NFL lineman going to be 7'2", 450 pounds? I don't know.
Well, that – something – where's that pointed out? It was at the DMZ, the border between North Korea and South Korea, they're talking about how – I don't know if I read it there, so it might have been South Korean propaganda to point out the difference, mm-hmm. or if I read it somewhere else, that they always have soldiers, like the toughest guys from North Korea and the toughest guys in South Korea always face up on the border there, mm-hmm. and the North Koreans are always a lot smaller because of the lack of nutrition.
Yeah.
And so – I mean, I'm sure that could be seen in a lot of places, like native tribes that don't eat, you know, mm-hmm. don't have a wide variety of vitamins and things at their disposal, are tinier people.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I agree with that. Agree
we were
that.
Talking about that. We were talking about that yesterday on the bonus episode when someone was asking, you know, if they should go vegetarian or not. I wonder if there's been any studies in that with, like, long-term vegetarians, you know, if they've not grown as tall or what, you know, less muscle mass probably with the lack of protein.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, because you can get protein from other sources. So, if, I mean, mm-hmm. if you're a vegetarian but paying attention to that stuff, then maybe it works out for you. But if you're just like me eating bullshit all the time, what am I waiting to grow more? 5'8", maxed out, done.
Another thing we might see in the future is smaller teeth, just because if you think about it, you know, our diets are different. We're not having to gnaw on raw,
raw mammals teeth.
That we hunted down and killed.
Get these bullshits out of here.
I mean, some people think that we're already seeing that in terms of the wisdom teeth. Some people in certain ethnic groups are now being born without wisdom teeth because they serve no function.
I mean, how many people are getting them removed anyway
mm-hmm.
because they don't serve it? That makes sense that would go away. Like, yeah, people are getting them removed. There's like, that's how evolution works. It's like, oh, yeah, the unnecessary parts of the body that
mm-hmm.
over thousands of years go away. Maybe we'll just grow extra thumbs.
Ooh, maybe. Another one, speaking of digits, some scientists think that we might have fewer toes in the future. Now, this research says that our pinky toe does not serve a purpose. I thought I had heard that growing up, that like, oh, even the pinky toe, you need it, because if you were to cut it off, you wouldn't be able to walk or your balance would be messed up.
Yeah.
But I'm seeing all this research.
Yeah, that's what I heard about toes, and I'm like, really?
Yeah, but if you look at the pinky toe, it does look pretty useless. And I think if you looked at your foot in general, like that's an example of evolution in terms of you know, why is the toe so much bigger than the pinky? You know, I think that's just over time that pinky became less and less of a priority, and now it's just this dumb little nub. So a lot of these scientists think that in the future, probably going to lose altogether that pinky toe.
Yeah, man. Fuck toes, dude. Nobody needs toes. Make them a flip. Web my feet up.
Mm-hmm.
Web them up, ooh, dude.
That would be cool.
Yeah, just let me swim better.
Man.
The dexter. I don't understand why. Well, maybe, okay, we got your ballerinas or what have you need them. Need the dexterity mm-hmm. in the toes. Good for them. You get to mm-hmm. keep them. Everybody else, web them up. Get ready for. Need to get ready for climate change, for rising sea levels, more web feet. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, man. Another one, mono ethnicity. As, you know, we're all kind of integrated now, different races and ethnicities getting together, that in the future, we're probably just going to be, there's just going to be one race. And some of these scientists think that in the future, everybody will resemble Brazilians. That's not bad. Brazilians are beautiful people.
Yeah, man. Big juicy asses. But if everybody's got a big juicy ass, then nobody's going to care about big juicy asses.
Exactly. Ugh, what a paradox. That sucks.
I would hate for the day. I would hate for the day when big juicy asses are no longer a sexual currency in this world.
Big juicy ass. Oh man.
What else you got?
Just made me think of my buddy used to call. I never heard anybody else say this. He would say, boy, that girl's got a nice turd cutter. Ooh.
I mean, yeah, that's one way to put it.
Turd cutter. Okay. Immune systems are getting weaker. Now, this is interesting, especially now that we're all sanitizing nonstop. And I'd always heard this, too, like when you're a kid, it's good to kind of be exposed to certain bacteria and whatnot just because it helps establish your immune system. But now with everybody, with all the hand sanitizer and all this and that, that they think our immune systems are going to really decrease in the future, so much so that they use this as one example, that something as small as a paper cut could maybe kill you in 1,000 years. I don't know about that, but like, how do you combat that? How do we?
Yeah, in 1,000 years, but yeah, what else are we going to develop that we're going to be immune to stab? What is our skin going to be in 1,000 years?
Mm-hmm.
That's built up a defense to all this. I don't know.
Yeah. And let's see, one more, electronic immortality. Now, this is a whole other can of worms that I find interesting, but just the concept that we're already living longer. The life expectancy in most countries, you know, now is greater than it was, you know, 20, 50, 100 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But what's going to happen moving forward? And we've talked about this a little in the past in terms of like human hybrids, you know, all the bio stuff, you know, the robotic arms and pacemakers in your heart and shit like that. Just the concept of like electronic immortality. And I've heard, I've seen a lot of research about this recently about, you know, oh, by the time this generation is 100, you know, we could probably live to 150 if we wanted to. First of all, I don't want to live to 150, but think of all the like log jam of resource issues that might create. Let's just say hypothetically, you know, by the time you and I are 100, that we still got another 50 years to go. Like, what's that going to do to population?
I'm in the unpopular category of thinking that there's already too many people here. And, mm-hmm. You know, all these people, well, Bill Gates wants to sterilize the African shit, like all that bullshit. I'm not on that. I'm not on that uh-huh. tip. But I am definitely that, the majority of the Earth's problems that there's too many people here.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. Too many.
I saw some argument the other day of the counterpoint to that. And they were just talking about like geographic space. Like, oh, everybody says it's overpopulation, but, you know, something, they use some example that you could put everybody in Alaska and it would be fine. But they didn't mention the points. Like, I don't think geographic space is the issue. I think it's resources, right?
Yeah, it's not like people are just choosing to not live in Death Valley because the commute's inconvenient. It's an inhospitable area. It's like the Earth is covered in inhospitable areas for human life. Mm-hmm. That's a dumb... I mean, I'll have to read more of that argument, but that's a pretty stupid thing. Well, there's not that many people. It's not... The Earth isn't built for someone to live on every square foot of it.
Yeah.
70% is ocean. So unless you want to like start selling condos on cruise ships, you know, then you got your deserts and your tundras and your jungle areas. But there's just too many people. There's just mm-hmm. too many, especially too many people. And this is going to start sounding real fucking questionable. Too many unproductive people. Like we don't need to churn out any more YouTube stars. But who am I? I'm a comedian. So what mm-hmm. the fuck am I offering? This is just me being opinionated and us doing our dumb bullshit here. I obviously don't. I'm not saying you should kill all the YouTube stars. I'm not saying that.
Round them up. This topic, the electronic immortality. I don't want to live to 100. That just seems exhausting. Right?
Well,
I mean, I'm not depressed. I'm not suicidal, but it's just like, what? No, 75, 80, that's fine.
The idea is that, like, if your quality of life when you're 80 is the same as if it was 50, if all the medical technology can keep you as spry as a 50-year-old when you're 80, why wouldn't people keep going?
Okay. Would you do that? Let's say they said, hey, Kyle, we got this new thing. You can live to 150. And like you said, you know, when you're 140, your life quality will be just like when you were 50 or 40. Would you do that?
But that's what people do now.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's trying to die. Nobody's having a heart attack and going, don't call an ambulance. It's my time. Everybody's accepting that.
Eating better, yeah.
Yeah, everybody is, for the most, I won't say everybody, but most people are trying to live as long as they can.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, is the electronic immortality you're talking about, is that technology keeps you alive, or is it this Black Mirror type shit where enough of your personality exists online mm-hmm. along with digital imaging of your own face that... after you die, a computer program can basically create a physical image of you
mm-hmm.
and then fill it with all the shit you've left online, your entire online history, to create a pseudo personality to fill that. Visage that image of you that's like we already got holograms, and then everybody just blurts out every opinion they've ever had on Facebook every day
mm-hmm.
and so you'd be this culmination of all your online thoughts. Wouldn't be a true self, but I feel like that's going to be like some sort of living mausoleum type thing. Which I think is going to be super fucked.
Yeah.
You already have people fucking robots out there.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're going to get robots where they illegally buy personalities from the... I want this person's personality and put it into this robot I'm already boning. or it's just going to be human clones anyway, because we already know that they have the technology to do that. And mm-hmm. and I do think that's been done somewhere in a lab, but ethically, we couldn't ethically do it. But ethics have not stopped anything in the world. So,
mm-hmm.
if we can drop A bombs, we've dropped fucking nuclear weapons on people. I think nobody's been like, I'm super horny for this dead chick. Can we just make another one?
Oh, man. This is something I've always found interesting. I've never participated in this, I don't think, but in terms of like sperm donors, I always found that interesting. Like, you know, I guess, yeah, women, I guess that's how that would work. Women, you know, who want to be artificially inseminated. Mm-hmm. With a stranger sperm, in terms of, I always found it interesting, the process of picking the right sperm. And I ran across this hypothetical. Let's say you're a young lady and you want to get artificially inseminated. Would you go for sperm or gene, someone's genes who has like physical advantages? Would you rather have the sperm of, you know, some 6'5" good looking dude, or would you rather have intellectual advantages over, you know, superficial?
Wouldn't you pick both?
But I'm saying if you, yeah, I mean, there's obviously your pool to choose from is going to be much smaller if you're looking for both, but just assume for this hypothetical, you had to pick one or the other. Would you rather your make-believe son be tall and handsome, or short and dumpy but super smart?
You would pick both. Why wouldn't you pick mm-hmm. both?
Yeah.
Why would you? Oh, give me this fat nerd sperm.
What if you had
two
choices?
Who would choose that?
It's only two options. Well, no, I mean that's I could see some people. Like, what good does being handsome and tall do you? Late in life, you know, I feel like there's
plenty. It does you
a
plenty.
Smaller window.
It does you yeah, plenty. But, you charm the nurses to give mm-hmm. you extra special care. And if that doesn't work, you use all the money you've made just being a good looking fuckwit. Attractive people have advantages in the world.
Yeah, true, true. True. All right. So you want a good-looking dumbass. I got you.
I don't want... No, I'm saying that you would pick both. I don't understand this world where we only got hot sperm or nerd sperm. Like, I don't know what clinic... I don't know what the longevity of this particular clinic is. I don't have faith in it.
Uh-huh.
Hunks or dweebs? What, somebody else comes in with like a little bit of both to donate sperm? Like, sorry, we need a hunk or a dweeb. It's not how that works.
That's a great game show.
Hunk and who dweeb. You know who does donate sperm? People that are in neither of those categories. That's who donates their fucking sperm.
Oh, my God.
Losers who need $50.
No, I'm sure there's got to be some sort of, you know,
or it's people go to like, oh, go to a friend. Like, we would like you to be the sperm donor for our child. Mm-hmm. We picked you because we know you. We think you're a good person.
Would you ever do that?
I don't see the need to. No, there's no, I mean, because other than like a desperate financial, like, oh, I'm already out of blood and plasma. What other liquids can you wring out of me for a few dimes?
Liquids.
Yeah.
Just get all his fluids. We'll figure out what
yeah,
to do.
Yeah, squeeze me dry. I'm broke.
Oh, boy.
No, I don't want, if I don't want my own kid, I don't want to just... I could just put one out on the used market without even knowing about it.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be weird.
Nah, it goes against my, like, there's enough people. Mm-hmm. We're good. We're good on people right now. I don't think anybody realized that. Such is the power of the human ego to need to reproduce and create more.
Yeah.
And the mine's gonna be special.
Yeah.
But mine will be special. Yours is uh-huh. nice, but mine will be special. Either they're all special or none of them are special. Mm-hmm. That's my opinion towards it. And that's like with the vegetarian thing. Like, how can I eat this animal but think this animal's a pet? You know? Mm-hmm. How am I gonna differentiate? But my kid's just a person as much as yours, or my kid's the most special, beautiful miracle that's ever existed in the world and can do no wrong. You know, I don't.
Did your parents, did they like or get along with other children when you were growing up? Did they like your friends?
Oh, yeah. I think about it. Yeah.
I feel like both my parents were kind of annoyed by any other children other than their own. And I kind of get that.
It wasn't like celebrate the laughter and play of children around my house. It wasn't that.
Oh shit!
I almost stabbed that fly with a knife. I got up so close to it, and really almost just stabbed right through it, like some real
Mr. Miyagi shit. Right
yeah,
there.
Some real ninja shit. No, I don't think there's this joy of like, oh, the house filled with the laughter of kids. It wasn't that. No.
Yeah, I could always tell my dad. My dad was, you know, he was nice and polite to everyone, but I could always just see in his eye, like, he always just had this ugh look in his face whenever other kids would be around. It's like, where's your parents?
Yeah, I barely want to pick up the mess that my kids are going to leave.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I remember like Boy Scouts and stuff like that, where it was like, everybody's turned like, oh, this is going to be the scout mother or whatever, the den mother that's going to host the meetings at her house. And my family was just like, nah, fuck that. Mm-hmm. We're not doing that.
Yeah.
And I would go to those other kids' houses and it just looked like a war zone. Like, oh, this is what happens when you celebrate children in your home.
Yeah.
It looks like this place is going to be condemned soon.
Oh, man. Before we wrap up this whole topic, here's another thing to consider in terms of the future of human evolution. What happens if and when we colonize Mars? What's that going to do to our bodies and to our evolution? I saw one article mention, and I don't understand the science behind it, but if humans are living on Mars for hundreds or thousands of years, eventually they think that our eyelids will go from horizontal to vertical. Does that make sense? Instead of...
Well, like cat?
Yeah, yes, like a cat.
Why?
That's, again, science that's above my head. Something to do with oxygen and some bullshit. I don't know. But
my
thought
buddy...
of having cat eyes is rad.
My buddy Kevin was talking about how space travel messes with your body and how it leads to impotence. At least people they study that come back from the space station. It leads to impotence and your eyesight deteriorates, but it deteriorates more in men than it does women. This is according to Kevin. My source is Kevin. So go online and take it up with Kevin. But he's usually pretty right about other stuff, so I listen to Kevin. But, I mean, who's going to be on Mars? The rich people.
Uh-huh.
The rich people with their spacesuits made out of diamonds. And the Earth, the overpopulated Earth, will become a labor camp. Will become a labor camp for the people that can afford to leave Earth.
Yeah. Probably.
Yeah, I personally just think like we should just go the way of the dodo bird eventually. Like human beings will never create will never make themselves extinct.
What do you mean, make themselves extinct?
I don't think we'll burn out this planet without having some sort of way to like before we're on Mars or something, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But it does seem like something's going to happen that, a pandemic that's taking out a bunch of people, you know, like that kind of stuff where
Well, and it just seems, it seems like we can't keep up this pace. Like if you, and we've talked about this with like AI and singularity and stuff, but just like you take the year zero to the year 1900, you know, the advances in technology from those many thousands and thousands of years compared to 1900 to 2021,
Moore's
the last
law.
120, you know, like that's.
Yeah, that's Moore's law, I think, is the exponential growth, the exponential advancing of something.
Yeah. Not just with technology, but also population. If you look at the way population is, there's this great, I don't have the link on me, but there's this great thing on YouTube I saw. It's just like a little 5-minute video, but it's this really cool computer animation. And they have like a map of the world, and then they just show, there's like a running timeline from like, you know, 100,000 BC to now. And then like each dot represents a million people. And then as the timeline goes, we see all these dots starting to pop up. And just the way that population has increased throughout the years. But like it's a pretty slow go for thousands and thousands of years. And then you get around like 1600 and then just boom, 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 boom. Just dots popping all over the map. It's just insane how population has grown.
Well, like, you got more people living longer.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I hate going back to Idiocracy with how much it reflects how I feel things are going, but
still never been able to finish that movie. It's,
really?
I love the premise. I like Mike Judge, but I get halfway through it. I'm like, this is just so dumb. Just something about it is just.
Yeah,
I can't sit through it.
It starts, the concept was more interesting than the movie itself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But the whole thing about like the smart people waiting to have kids versus dumb people just churning out child after child. Yeah. It's a horrible, it's a very cold way to think. And I don't like that. That's how, like, if I'm being truly honest, I'm like, yeah, they're just, it's not that there's too many people, it's that there's too many dumb people. But which category am I in? I'm probably in one of the dumb ones. Am I doing anything to make the world better? No,
you are, Kyle.
But I'm not
you
having
are.
A kid. You're... But I'm not going to put a kid in there. I'm not going to put a kid into the world.
You sell yourself short, though. You are doing something, Kyle. You make people laugh.
Fuck
you
that.
Bring...
You know what makes people laugh? Fucking farts and kittens make people laugh. We are replaceable. We are replaceable by basic shit, Dave. Like
I'm not
the
saying
most
we're not
basic,
replaceable.
A fucking feather can replace what we do.
No. No.
A feather to the foot, to the non-flippered foot of someone can replace what we do.
I don't think you appreciate your own talent, Kyle.
I just make sure to remember that every time I want to have an ego about anything.
No, that's good. Good for you.
Fucking, you know what replaces every comedian? Tickling. We're all replaced by tickling. Any comedian with an ego, suck my whole ass.
Yeah.
Any comedian who's ever had an ego, fuck you. You're replaced by tickling.
Oh, are you ticklish?
I can be.
Man, I'm very fucking ticklish. There's something that needs to fall off our evolutionary chart. What's the fucking point of being ticklish? Seriously, what purpose does that serve? Hee hee hee.
I mean, as the joke I've been making, I think, you know, I don't think Navy SEALs should be ticklish. I think that should be part of the training. I wonder if you can train yourself to be not ticklish.
That's a good question. That'd be funny if they did train that. Just go down to fucking Seal Beach.
I had a whole long bit about it. Like after all the stuff, they put him in the gas chamber thing to do the. They're trying to do the tear gas, but they just make them take their boots off and let a bunch of puppies go in there and lick their toes.
If to wrap up this topic real quick, what would you like to see drop off or to hop on human evolution? Anything off the top of your head that you're like, I don't need this shit.
Eating.
Eating? Oh, yeah. Man, I'll never understood that. You'd just take a pill if you could.
Yeah.
You don't find any, and I know I'm too far in the other direction, but you don't find any joy or pleasure out of eating a nice sandwich in the middle
of
the day?
I do, but not like, I could just be doing something else.
Yeah, the process of obtaining it is more troublesome than the enjoyment.
Think about how much stuff is based around just feeding you, your fridge, your stove, how much space, how much energy is mm-hmm. consumed. Agriculture, rest, like, you tell me I can't just have, there's vitamins and I can get what I need out of that.
What about stuff that changes as we get older? For example, almost the fucking day I turned 30, I started getting ear hair. What's the fuck? A, what's the point in ear hair? And why? And B, why wait till I'm 30 to give it to me? That's the kind of shit I don't understand.
I mean, I don't think that's evolution. Is that just like a test? You know, things changing in your body.
Mm-hmm.
My hair fell out.
But why?
I don't know. My hair fell out. I don't know why. Shit. Yeah. It's not a perfect machine.
Mm-hmm.
So that one, I don't know, man. That one,
yeah.
That's research you must do on your own, buddy. Because I can't tell you why that happens.
Oh boy! Anything else going on, man? What you got going tonight?
No, I probably got to go eat some food now, like a fucking real, like a sucker,
man.
Because I'm hungry now. I got to go make food and sit and eat food when I could do anything else.
I hate to see that absence of joy in your life, Kyle.
What? I mean, I don't, the joy, like, I've had good meals, but yeah, otherwise I'm like, whatever. I got to put stuff in this hole so the machine works.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, it's motor oil. It doesn't, like, I don't care. Yeah.
I don't give a shit. Hey, I want to play a song for you real quick. Can I play a song for you?
All right. Let's get this whole hour and a half long podcast pulled because of a copyright violation.
Oh, man. It's not. My Bluetooth's not working too well. Anyway, I'll explain it to you. I've been working on this wedding playlist, and I found I was looking at the wedding playlist, and I'm real happy with it. It's really coming together. But I was like, there was one artist that I didn't have on here. I was like, I need to get some prints. Need to find a Prince song to throw in here. And I decided on one of my favorite Prince songs, Let's Go Crazy. It's a fun one. But did you know on his third album, 1981's Controversy, he has a song called Jack You Off. And it's him jacking. That's funny to me that's the name of a song. He's good, and it's still as was his whole kind of persona. It's somewhat androgynous. I can't tell if he's wanting to jack off a dude or a woman. That doesn't matter. But it's just funny that's the title of his song, "Jack You Off."
Oh yeah, Prince didn't give a fuck.
Yeah, real banger. Jack You Off. That's just like my. I've always talked about. I love ZZ Top, but they had a big radio hit in the late 70s with Pearl Necklace. She won a pearl necklace. It's on the radio.
I mean,
semen.
Yeah, I like that they snuck that one on there. That's why people are freaking out over a song called "Wet Ass Pussy." Like they're like people were bent out of shape out of that. I'm like, have you just not listened to any music ever?
Mm-hmm.
Like just the fact, I mean, because they weren't subversive or anything, but like, God, of all the things. To get uptight about, like, yeah, music, that's what music does. Listen to any AC/DC record. Giving the dog a bone. Fucking losers. Just stop listening to music.
Oh, boy. Oh, man.
All right.
You okay, buddy? Everything good?
Yeah, man. I'm just going to go eat some food.
What are you going to have?
cold Pizza Hut.
Yeah. Oh, did you get some Pizza Hut?
I got it last night.
Did you get the Detroit style? I've been wondering about that one.
Fuck that, man.
No? What'd you get?
Detroit style. Like, what? That's just like a cake that somebody put cheese and sauce on.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want it. I've never wanted more bread with my pizza.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? You know what? All these things. You know the part that makes pizza good? Oh, is it the toppings and the cheese and the sauce that bring flavor to it? No, no, no. It's the bread. And you definitely need some more of that thing that doesn't have flavor and services the already existing flavors. We should put more of that on Detroit, as if that city isn't in bad enough shape. Now they got to be known for this shit pizza. Boy, I got a lot. I have drank a lot of coffee and have a lot of attitude tonight, Dave.
Dude, I'm telling you, man.
I should probably be done talking.
I'm not saying I disagree with you, but Little Caesars Detroit style pan pizza. It's a hidden gem.
Has Little Caesars tried to make something else? I did order Little Caesars here once, and it was not the worst. Which is not to say it was good. It's to say how badly the showing of late night delivery pizzas in Beaverton.
Yeah.
That Little Caesars had a fighting chance.
Tell you, man. Their deep dish is solid. Not bad at all. Mm-hmm. All right, buddy. You go get something to eat?
Yeah.
You got anything to plug? Any shows? What's going on?
This weekend, Sacramento, San Francisco, Oakland. I'm there. Week after, Tucson, Phoenix. And then where are we going to be at on the 22nd, Dave? We're going to be at the Rec Room in Huntington Beach. Yeah.
There you go.
And guess what? I'll be there on time because I'm going to use my GPS for directions.
Mm-hmm.
Dave is going to be licking his finger and putting it up into the air to figure out which way the wind's blowing. So maybe Dave will be there on time. Who knows?
I'm going to walk as the crow flies. I'm just going to be walking a straight line through the woods, crossing over interstates. I'll get there in a straight line. I'll be fine.
I always love that. Like, well, it's about 20 miles as the crow flies. Well, that doesn't help me. Fuck all. I'm a person that has to use the ground. The fuck do I care how a crow gets there? That's not how I'm traveling.
Oh, man. All right. We, let's see. Yeah, we'll talk to you soon. We'll figure it out.
Okay.
The Boogie Monster.
Network.